Okay, we're starting the podcast. Welcome to GLHF, the world's first podcast in video games. Freaking come back. Where did you go?
I'm on the wall. This is going to scare people. You can't have a spider in the thumbnail.
Austin's we're gonna a get little scared spider. The fuck out. Wait, that's so cute.
What do you even look like? Oh, you're like an exterminator.
Can you see me?
Yeah, I can see you.
Can you like put the camera
right there.
On me?
One of your fists is like, yeah, let me get off the wall. Like, if I aim up like this, that might work.
Okay.
And then you aim down?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Here we are, me and you.
Welcome to the podcast,
you're huge.
Everybody.
Absolutely massive.
I'm huge.
People are going to be scared of this episode, so sorry about the spider. Because there's arachnophobia in the world, you know? Did you know that?
I've heard of this. Would you say you are arachnophobic?
I think I'm like normal bug phobic, which is like, same. But also yeah. It's just a bug.
Exactly.
Like
the
if
same.
It suddenly crawls out of nowhere and it's on me, I'll freak out, but that's just like normal.
That is normal. You know
I
what?
Don't go out of
and
my way to
you.
Kill them.
And let's normalize
yeah.
it.
Who's not normalizing this? I guess there's
well,
people who
you
are
know,
like,
some people
what?
Are like,
it's
oh,
just
you're,
a spider.
Yeah.
It's harmless.
You're weak for being afraid of bugs, but you know what? It's something, so many people are afraid of bugs, it must be something in our DNA. You know?
Yeah, it's gotta be. So leave us alone.
Literally.
Is the point. Do you have any funny fears of like animals or bugs or any? Like, is there any particular? Like, I'm really afraid of water towers and dams and stuff. I think we've talked
right,
about.
Right, I know that about you. Big metal
but you,
things.
Are you, big metal things involving water filling up something, but not all the way, is specifically the
not
fear.
All the way.
Yeah. So like the inside of a water tower. The idea of being in there, but not in the water, but like being able to be above the water and seeing the tank, absolutely just like I'm getting on edge right now. Or what am I thinking of? I think I went to an aquarium recently, and there was a part of the aquarium that I could like, you know, you can walk and then you can get to like the top of the tank and see the top
yeah.
where the water is and like the industrial part that
yeah,
scared me,
yeah.
stuff like that.
Oh, really?
But
see,
for
I think
you,
that's cool.
Yeah, it scares. It's, well, it's objectively awesome, but it, yeah, it terrifies me.
Are you imagining
so do you have
yourself
like that?
Drowning, or is it just like a.
No. It's just looking at it
illogical.
Triggers something. Oh, the spiders win.
Yeah, you won because I decided not to find you, even though I'm looking right at you.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be interesting for the pod.
Oh, now I'm the spider.
What are we? Oh, cute.
And now I'll come
well,
find you.
Are we just going to play the game for a second every 5 minutes?
Yeah, every 2 minutes.
I guess so. We're in space. Did you know we're in space?
You got to come over to this door. Oh, I can
I'm here.
Lunge.
I don't see you, but...
Different
yeah,
door.
You can lunge and you can climb the
That's
walls.
That's fine. I'll just do my best. I'll do my best to look at you. You do your best to look at me. That's going to be the
okay.
pod.
But in any case, do you have any, like, fears? Like, funny fears?
I don't... I feel like we've talked about this before, and I don't think I really have anything, like... crazy unreasonable. I don't know.
Well, I mean, in a way is being afraid of a giant dam unreasonable because it could like collapse and drown me. But I guess I specifically said that's not what scares me. Like
yeah.
the idea of drowning is normal scary, but just the seeing of a dam
when you were
scares
explaining
me.
The vision of like looking into a water tank from above or like a water tower. Like,
yeah.
that would scare me because I would imagine if I fell in there, I wouldn't be able to get out and I would just, like, drown
yeah.
after I exhaust myself. So that
we
I feel
might
like
have
makes
to move
some
from
kind
this
of
topic
sense.
Because I'm getting
okay,
a little...
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm getting a little anxious.
Getting a little
Let's pick it up. Now that you're describing it in detail, the idea of falling in.
Right,
we're
sorry.
Gonna, let's move
sorry
on.
About
let's
that.
Move on.
I did want to ask... I wanted to ask about how your break is going and how many more hours of KCD2 you've logged.
It's KCD1 first and foremost.
Oh, sorry.
But secondly, it's not like a ton. So like this past week I have had to do some work stuff. So we're doing a lot of our like, one of the things I'm trying to fix this year is I need to actually like block out the right amount of days. So we spent a lot of the last 3 months, like counting the number of days I actually need to make a video so that then when we go into this year, I know how many videos I want to make and I can make sure that I actually leave the time open for them
yeah.
that I need to so I don't stress myself out. So we've been doing a ton of like year planning and like what trips are we taking?
Because like unrelated, I also was curious recently, like how long it actually takes you to make one video. Because I know you're always working on multiple at a time, so I feel like it's confusing. I don't actually understand like what your process is.
Well, that was the nice thing about the last 3 months is we were making so many videos in such a short time relative to what we normally do that all I could do was work on one at a time. So it was like a really good way of telling. What we basically discovered is if I'm willing to do like full 12-hour days, lock the fuck in, like no work-life balance, 5 to 6 days of work on my part and then 5 to 6 days of work on an editor's part and then 1 day of editing work on my part, like 12 hours of editing. So it's
okay.
Probably like 8 days, 8 to 10 days, like if I'm having work-life balance, which of course I want. So if I'm doing 2 videos a month, that's 20 days roughly that I need to put those 2 videos together, which leaves then 10 days that I can work on other sort of things. And so that's kind of what we're trying to figure out. Why am I the murderer again? You're the spider.
Maybe it's just random.
Oh, okay. So I've been doing like work in that way. I don't know. Have you ever booked a meeting room?
No. Where are you booking a meeting room?
Like a boardroom?
Like some random office space?
These places, no, they're everywhere. I didn't realize this, but you know all those office buildings you drive by and you're like, what's going on in there?
Yeah.
The answer is nothing. It's just rooms for you to book if you want to sit in a boardroom and write on a whiteboard.
Yeah. I have actually looked up.
We've been doing that.
Is it like one of these co-working space things where you rent rooms? I've seen
some
those.
Of them are, yes. Those are fun.
And I've looked it up before, just like, I'm not interested in like getting a separate studio right now, but I was like, in the future, if I ever was to do that, like, what would that be like?
Mm-hmm.
And expensive is the answer. Very expensive.
Yeah, it's just it's like renting an apartment, basically. It's like a whole other place. It takes a lot to justify it, but I understand the appeal, right? Of like being able to clock in, you know, and then clock out.
For sure. And that's part of what I was thinking.
Cool.
I think actually I wasn't even thinking about studio space. I was just thinking about going to one of these places where you don't even get your own room. It's just like a co-working space that you go during the day to like be on your laptop. Because sometimes I'm like, it might be nice to at least like see other humans in a hallway instead of just being at my desk in my house all day long.
Yeah. And it gives, there's an energy to it that's nice. It's obviously all like tech pros and like realty or whatever, but like it's still the energy of it kind of works.
But I can't remember what the price was, but it was a crazy price that to basically have the same thing as like going to a coffee shop and working like.
Yes. No, they tend to be pretty expensive. We just signed up for a month of one to kind of see, because it also comes with hours for, like, you can get meeting rooms, like boardroom type things. And so we were using the meeting rooms anyway, and that's expensive. So we're going to get a month of this co-working kind of space thing. And if we use it, I'll let you know and see if it's helpful. But the cool thing is, not only do you have these meeting rooms, you've got like a rooftop with a view of the city and a bunch of like lounging areas. You have little private rooms for if you want to take a phone call or work on a laptop. There's a library, free coffee, free like drinks and tea and all sorts of things. So it's kind of nice. You know, we'll see if we use it, but same idea, right? Like just being at home all the time working is a little bit of a... It's fine. Like, it's great.
Yeah, there's definitely nice something to, like, you have a bit of a mindset shift when you go to a different location that can be nice.
Yeah.
So
definitely is.
Out of my budget for the moment, though.
Yeah, they get pricey for sure. I wanted to check in. Are we really going to do this every time the round ends? Just find each other?
You know, it's not that hard. We spawn in the same places every time. And I really like seeing you scuttle around on the ground. It's really funny.
I'm here. Can I jump onto you? Whoa, I'm on the ceiling. All right. I wanted to check back in on, you know, last week we sort of talked about year goals. We didn't get too in-depth, but we both were like, you know, we want to go to the gym, fitness. How are we? Are we doing this yet? How are we feeling? Are we doing any?
As I sit here before you, little spider, my abs hurt so bad because I did an ab workout yesterday.
All right. Hell yes.
Yeah, I'm
doing
it.
We love that. Look. We're doing it one step at a time. Was it at home? Did you go to the gym?
It was at home. And because it's just easier. They nobody cares, but they switched all the schedules around for the Pilates classes, and it's all at like times that I can't do anymore. So, so I've been trying to do stuff at home, which is not that hard. The hard part is like pushing myself, but Noah did it with me, and he like made me do like extra reps of everything that I would not have done by myself.
That is helpful. Yeah. Now, does this mean that the, because having a gym membership also is expensive, not as expensive.
Yeah.
And you get kind of the same benefit, which is you're around other people who are working out, so you get this energy. But does that mean the gym membership is kaputs? Are you canceling it?
I still have it, but I just use it to go use the treadmill, which maybe is stupid. But I just like it a lot better than running outside. It's cold and it hurts my lungs.
That's insane to me. Yeah, but you get used to it after a couple of weeks or months.
Just a couple of weeks or months. I don't know. Yeah. I like.
Unfortunately, it actually does take that.
But. I like the consistency of the treadmill, and like it just shows me how long I've been doing it. I can do the exact same workout every time.
I guess I get that after because that's what we talked about last
YouTube,
week. Is how
or I do
running.
My Japanese flashcards like on the little phone stand thing while I'm doing it. So it just feels.
I guess if you're multitasking, yeah. We did. You know, we talked last week about like mile times and running, and I was reminiscing about how much I liked running and I don't do it enough. So I went for a run last Sunday for the first time in a while. So I just want to say thank you to you for bringing that up. Thank you to the viewers for giving me a platform to talk about it because I went for a run. I had just a great time, and I'm happy to report I still got that 8-minute mile.
Nice.
But it's only if it's the first mile is 8 minutes. The next mile's maybe a little bit slower.
Sure.
But it was, it's just great. I don't see how people could not like running outside, but different strokes, I guess. Different strokes.
I don't know. It just feels harder to me.
No, I agree. It feels way harder. Like I feel like I can run further on a treadmill, but like every time I run, I have at least one like beautiful moment of just like, oh, life. So nice. And that's like worth a lot.
I don't,
like I'll take those anytime I can get them.
Maybe I've just never got good enough at it to where I can pay attention to things other than like how hard I'm breathing and how much my body hurts.
That's real, actually. Like it did. I do remember when I first started running, which would have been, it was during COVID. I really started getting back into it. And I remember I was doing like a run one block, pant for three blocks. Like that was my starting, like same. Just walk and pant for three blocks. And that's fine. And it did take until I first was able to run like a mile without stopping. That felt really good. And that's when I started like actually enjoying it. But that took like literally months. So I guess it's a lot to work up to, which is reasonable. I know it's horrible, but I recommend it. I'm a fan. It's bad for your knees, but I
like
it.
So how did you get into running? Like, did you run in school, like track or something? Or you just have done it for
No. I don't really remember how it started.
Did you do any sports? Have I asked you that?
I mean, you know, they made us do soccer and stuff in like extracurricular, but no, I was not I did all, next to nothing in school.
Same.
Other than like, I did Lego League, which was sick.
Wait, what's that?
Where you program. You like every year,
the Lego
League, the robots where you program them with the little thing and then you make them do tasks.
Dude,
and then you
I
go
also
to a
did Lego robots.
Really?
In
hell yes.
Middle school.
So fun.
Yeah.
I think I underrate how much that taught me about how to think about how programming works. Like, I can't program, right? But it did teach you about, like, if-then statements and, like, if this, then that, but then rerun this
program.
See, I
didn't know that you had
program
done any programming stuff.
I mean, it's Lego. It was just Lego League, but yeah.
It was like a... Wasn't it like a kind of a visual thing? Like, you're just, like, connecting little notes?
Exactly, yeah. So it was the logic of it, but none of the actual language.
Yeah.
But did so for years, was it like, you know, the theme this year is Mars and you have to program it to do the Mars like course and you got to pick up the rocks and put them in the rover and then get back to base.
Yeah,
and then
there
go
was
fix
like
the...
a course and it would have like you had like this big mat and there were like lines on it that the robot could see
because
it has a little like light sensor thing. So you'd be programming it to like go along this set track and like do the specific task that it's supposed to do. And, surprisingly difficult to actually make it work.
At the actual competition, it wasn't just the mat, right? They like actually put the stuff in there, correct? Cause I remember like you'd have the flat map, but then when you went to competition, it's like they had the actual structures built out, like where they would be. And so it had to work in 3D space, or do we have different experiences?
I don't fully remember. I think I only did it 1 year, so I don't even know about the different themes and stuff each time.
I wonder if I could find one of these old Lego League mats.
But I was really into it to the point where I like begged to get like my own Lego robot set at home, like for Christmas or something. And I spent a bunch of time on it by myself too.
Because what a great, like gift.
It is really cool.
You know? I remember this one. The Ocean Odyssey Mayhem Kit. Yeah, I remember doing this competition.
What?
Where you had to go. Yeah, I found it. I'll send a picture.
Okay.
Oh my God, I could buy it on eBay for... Oh no, this isn't eBay. This is Bricklink. So I can request it from Bricklink and see if anyone owns it. Yeah, wow, I remember doing this. You had to open the crate and get the shit out of the crate. And then you had to go around and... Yeah, really fun. Here's a picture of... This was the one I did. It's really small. But those are all the challenges associated with it.
Yeah.
And
oh
I think
God.
We won
1 year.
Yep. And we got like a trophy with Milky Way candy in it or something.
I should have done this more. I just was like lazy about extracurriculars. Like I only did the Lego thing because I think I had a science teacher or something that like begged me to do it because he was like the coach for it.
Yep. And you got to get women in STEM. Like I remember that being a thing. The first time I ever heard that phrase was part of Lego League. which is so great. That's so cute.
I was the only girl on the team and knew nothing about it. And I came in the first day and all the boys voted me team leader immediately.
That's power. Aura right there is what they call that. That's unbelievable aura.
The aura of being a girl.
No, there was more to it than that. Power emanating.
They sensed
sense your
my
future
power.
In computer engineering. Yep. We should do... Not, I mean, I say this as though we live a block away from each other, but I was going to say, we should do a video where we do a Lego League competition against each other and like buy...
Against each other?
Yeah, we should buy it and program and give each other a week.
That's
and
so
do like
fun.
We could honestly... You remember Skyrim Trees? Let's just get all the YouTubers we know. You can bring the person who emailed you that we're not going to talk about. And we'll get everyone together and we'll do an adult Lego League competition with YouTubers. I'll get Todd Howard and we'll get all these other people. How fun would that be? We'll do it down
that
here in New Orleans.
That actually sounds so fun and cute.
Really
are you
going
to make everybody come to New Orleans for the finale or whatever? Like, we can't just... Because I was just thinking we would all have the kit and then we could just film it in our own homes, but...
Well, that'd be a shitty video. No, you got to be in person.
It would be better.
We're bringing everyone down. We're renting out the convention center for the first YouTuber Lego League.
YouTube Lego League. Oh, my God. That actually sounds fun.
How cute.
I would do it.
We'll look into it and see what, like... There's like you must be able to just buy all the pieces.
I love that you did that too. That's such a niche thing. I only did it for 1 year.
Can I be honest with you? When I was doing it, and I remember having these conversations after, but in my head, it was like as normal as like playing football. Like it was just like a thing that you do in school.
Yeah, sure.
And it wasn't until I got older that I realized like. You remember, like, if you go up to someone and you go, yeah, you remember, did you do, like, were you doing Lego League or were you doing football? And they would be like, what is Lego League? And so I realized
how
it was
many
not,
people were, like, on your team?
Maybe, like, five or six.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, like, 5 to 10. So, I mean, when you think about what percentage that is of your whole school, it is a pretty niche thing.
It's a very, very, it's like the nerd, yeah. Like, the real fucking nerds are doing Lego League. But boy, it felt cool. It felt cool.
We
and
should
then the
literally
competitions
get back
were fun.
Into it. I'm thrilled.
I'm
by
open
this.
To it. Yeah, we'll do some research. I'm sure we'll get a commenter who's like, "I work for the official Lego League organization, and here's the link to sign up," and then we'll be able to do it.
Yes,
I think it'll be great.
Sponsor our YouTuber competition.
Yeah, how cool would it be to get a Lego sponsor? What's the last time you built Legos?
All the time, actually, because I keep getting them as gifts, which is cool because I do like a lot of the Lego sets. But like I just built
we talked about this.
The
in person, not on the pod.
What's it called? There's like a Japanese garden one that has like
the bonsai tree?
A little tea house and a couple different types of trees.
No.
And you can it's cool because it's like a little Zen garden. You can rearrange it however you want. There's like little slots to put the trees in so you can like change it around.
Yeah.
It's
I
really
think
cute.
It's legitimately way more fun than I remember. I think we built our first set, like the first one I built in probably 15 years. And it was a really fun activity. I'm pretty sure we talked about this on the pod, actually. I'm having the flashbacks
That's fine.
Of this exact conversation. But, you know, is what it is.
We are here to repeat topics.
Let's do it. Lego League. So fitness goals are on the move. What was the other one? Oh, the Japanese. Did you do your Japanese essay last week?
I haven't started doing the essays yet. I just ran out of time. Okay. I don't even remember what I was doing this last weekend, but that was not part of it. I learned a bunch of new words because it was like Saturday I was going to do new words and Sunday I was going to do the essay.
Right.
So all I ended up doing was new words, which is just like...
Okay, hit me with one. Give me one. Let me guess what it means.
Ooh. Okay. Hoshou.
That was it? Oh, no. Sorry. Oh, hoshou. I'll say it again.
Hoshou.
Okay, I think that means I'm done. I'm finished with this and I want to go home.
It just means guarantee. I've learned a lot of...
I wasn't that far off. That was close.
This week, because I'm just going through what's it called? There's like a list of kanji with the Chinese characters that like kids have to learn in K through 12. So I'm just going through that in order. And I know a lot of them already, but I'm like adding the ones that I was missing. And then this week it ended up being a lot of like kind of words that you would... I don't like government related words and stuff. So like hoshou means guarantee. Shakai hoshou means social security because it's like social guarantee.
Wait, do they have social security in Japan?
They must have some kind. I'm sure they do for like the elderly. Have
social security. I don't know. I mean, they got to have something for all those old people, right?
I'm sure they do have some kind of benefits for retired people. But so it's funny because there's so many like weird little holes in my knowledge. And so now I'll like know how to say, like, I know how to say social security. I know how to say communism, capitalism, socialism.
Whoa. Wait, how do you say capitalism?
Capitalism is shihon shugi. They all end in shugi because that's kind of like the ism part.
Yeah, okay.
So shihon just literally means capital. So shihon shugi is capitalism. Shakai shugi is socialism because it's society shugi.
Okay. Well, that's easy. So could you say, like, what's the word for, like, vampire?
Kyuketsuki. I actually know that.
You do not know this. Shut the fuck
up. Yeah, I actually know that.
That's crazy. So could you take that and add shugi to the end to do vampirism?
It just means blood-sucking demon.
Dang, that's really cool.
Because Kyuketsu would be, like,
blood-sucking. Which is what vampires are, and we forget.
Yeah.
But you can't add shugi to the end of that.
I guess you could if you want to, you're trying to make a vampire-based government.
Well, we already have that. It's called the U.S. government. No, I'm just kidding. anyway, kanji, what?
Oh, just the cool thing about kanji is like they all have, there's a lot of different characters, which is what makes people intimidated because there's like literally thousands of them. But you learn to recognize patterns because there's certain parts of the kanji that'll correspond with how they're said, kind of. There's like trends, basically, that you just notice over time. And then every kanji has like a couple different pronunciations and a meaning. And so you can learn a lot of new words just seeing them for the first time. If you already know some of the kanji in them, you can like guess what they mean and how they're said, which is cool. Because
that is cool.
Is not really like that. It's kind of random.
Well, and you can't, I guess the guess what they mean part is harder, but that's how English works, or like other sort of, what would they be, romantic languages? I don't even know. But like, you know, letters, you sort of guess the shapes, tell you how they're said at the very least. But the idea of guessing the meaning is harder just based on the letters. That doesn't translate in the same way.
Yeah.
You're talking about like suffixes and whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say there are technically like prefixes and suffixes that are kind of like Latin based or whatever, but nobody actually knows those.
No, not a soul. There's not a single person. We've actually forgotten all of it. Is there any knowledge that you wish you knew that isn't available on the internet? Like, when's the last time you thought, you're going to start the game again?
I could have started the match again at any point. I don't know why I was just sitting there.
All right.
I'm going to run by this
mop.
Where are you?
Whoa, I just knocked a mop over with my tiny body.
Can you see where I am? You can see where I am, so you have to come to me.
Okay, well, I can't. There's a force field, but I will once the force field's gone. Turn right. Now walk straight. No, that was left.
There's a wall.
Where are you going? All right, now turn right again and walk straight. And now turn... Oh, right there. Yeah, here. There, I'm here.
Oh,
this is perfect. Hi.
Oh, you can be on, we can be on eye level on the stairs.
There you go. Amazing.
For the next 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You said, is there anything... What?
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking a lot about, like, how lots of knowledge gets lost. And that, like, you know, we think the internet has all the knowledge, but it really probably has, like, maybe 12% of it. Or yes. Maybe more. Maybe I'm being not generous,
this
but, like...
This is very true. There's lots of stuff that's lost.
Like, in libraries or in the minds of people or in cultures. Like, it exists out there. But until we can plug everyone's brain into the internet, which hopefully will come at some point from birth, there's no way for us to, like, actually get all that information out there, you know?
Hopefully, God.
And it's kind of sad. Yeah.
I want to have a baby and plug them the fuck in instantly.
Yeah, plug them in, put them in a pod, put them in a drawer, and then just leave them. I guess who's doing the plugging if we're all in drawers? Didn't think through that one.
There'll be somebody. There'll be somebody left out to do the plugging.
Yeah.
The janitor.
When's the last time you went to a library? Yeah, there's that in it, but it's a capital J. It's like a religious position.
Yeah.
The janitor.
Ooh, yikes. When did I go to a library?
I know, a long time, right?
I went to a library where we lived in Indiana once. I don't really remember why. Maybe just to work.
Have you ever gone in the secret rooms at the library where they keep all like the documents about the city that the library's in?
No. Is that what you've been doing?
No, I really want to, though, because, like, every library, maybe not every, but, like, they do have just, like, loads and loads of documents and books,
yeah.
Usually about the place that the library's in.
You gotta get up in that microfilm or whatever.
Digitized. Yeah, what?
Is that what they call it? When you, like, look at,
Oh, and you hold up the little thing and it zooms it in. Yes, yeah. Exactly. I gotta buy a microscope, too. I want to get a microscope and a centrifuge and a telescope. And some, like, test strips.
Oh.
Just like I want a laboratory.
Sounds like you're planning something.
I'm planning to understand my environment, ma'am. That's all. There's no nefarious things happening here.
This is to gauge how much lead is in your food.
It turns out, I did a lot of research. You can't do that at home, unfortunately. You have to send it off to a lab.
Damn.
So, I'll be doing that, too. But just, I want to be able to know, like, what's going on. Around me.
I get freaked out a little by looking in microscopes. Like when I had to do that in
really?
School. I don't really want to see what's going on to that degree.
Why not? What about telescope?
Telescope is cool because I love space. I love looking at space.
That's the same thing.
But microscope is direction. like I don't need to be thinking about the microbes on my skin. I don't need
well,
that.
You don't look at that. You just look at like pennies and stuff and look at Abe Lincoln. It doesn't have to be scary.
Okay, sure. I think there's
like
a certain,
if you find...
yeah, because I'm okay with looking at Abe Lincoln. I think there's a certain level of magnification maybe that is too much for me. Like in like middle school when we would have science class and look at pond water and see all the little things crawling around in there. That's
that
too much.
You out?
That's too...
Okay.
That's zoomed too far. We were never meant to know what's going on at that scale.
You might be right, actually. We're not really built to truly understand it. Though I guess now that we do, we know not to drink pond water. Though we probably knew that anyway, on account of if you drank it, you'd get sick, which is why we drank beer all the time. Even children. Did you know that?
Children drinking beer?
Back in the old days, they had like a really watery version of like beer and stuff because
yeah,
the fermentation killed all the whatever. So like, yeah, literally kids were drinking alcohol from day one. You know, I just searched up what's the biggest, most powerful microscope I can buy as a consumer, and it gave me something that's $1.8 million. What the fuck kind of answer is that?
Wait, what? Microscope?
Yeah, microscope. Like an electron
for
microscope.
$1 million? $1 billion? What 1.8. Was it?
$1.8 million.
$1.8 million.
Usually stuff that's this expensive, you don't see the price listed. You know, like normally it's like contact us. But no, it's $1,964,287.05.
I know, that is funny how once stuff gets expensive enough, they won't even tell you.
Did I ever tell you about my...
We'll give you a quote. That's how you know it's going to be thousands of dollars.
Exactly. And like, you know you're spending money when you don't pay for it right away. They just say they're going to send you an invoice.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, this is going to be pricey. But did I ever tell you about one of the... These are the funny things I discover as I like am making money finally. Have I told you about my Platinum Amex?
Oh, God. No.
So I have a Platinum Amex, right? The main reason I got it, take a guess.
Airline miles.
Sort of. It's because the Platinum Amex gives you access to the lounges of the airports, which often have observation decks that let you see the airport really well. And also have, like, workspaces and free food and stuff. So I got this Platinum Amex. And here's something funny that they kind of don't tell you. You know, we have this saying, you know, the rich get richer.
Mm-hmm.
So true. Because when you get a Platinum Amex, you know, you get the thing that says, like, here's your Amex, here's the annual fee, here's the date, here's like the interest rate, and here's the credit limit, right? They tell you your credit limit. On the Platinum Amex, you get a letter and it says, you know, the annual fee is like, what, $200 or something. And the APR is 24.9. And then for credit limit, it just goes, we'll call you if you use too much.
Oh, my God. That's all it says.
They just go, what? Just use it. And if it's too much, we'll get in touch. They don't even say you're going to get a fee. They just go, we'll get in touch if you go too crazy. And I was like, damn, this is nuts. People don't tell you these things. Like, just how much easier all of life becomes.
Literal infinite money glitch.
Even just a little bit of money. It feels like it. So get ready for next year's podcast on debt relief when I go crazy on the Platinum Amex and buy a plane or
That's
something
crazy.
Like that.
So
isn't that funny?
Like,
it literally says,
really,
I don't remember
it?
What the words are, but
do you feel like important?
I finally
when you're
used
in there?
One for the first time. No, it's like, it feels like a hotel lobby, basically. Like a really big hotel lobby. What it's nice for is there's lots of places to sit and work that are like dedicated desks, so you can kind of, it's not privacy, but like lots of places to sit and work. Some of the ones have like actual like outdoor, almost like rooftop lounge areas that overlook the airport, which obviously I love. And then the big thing is it's just a bunch of free food and drinks. Like, you don't have to pay for anything. So if you're going to eat at the airport anyway, and the meal at the airport's going to be $50
or
whatever.
Like unlimited? Like,
yeah. They don't have like unlimited drinks. It's like, I mean, some of it that I had was pretty good. Like, they had some braised tofu type thing. I would say it probably falls in the category of like nice buffet food. So it's not like you're not getting a sit down meal.
But that's real.
But it's
real.
No,
food.
Yeah, it's legit. It's legit.
Because in my Japan trip, as part of our road trip, we were booking all the hotels like super last minute, and that meant we actually kind of got some crazy deals on like nice hotels at like regular prices. I think because we booked so last minute, they were like just trying
that
to get
sense.
Rid of rooms. But we stayed at this like really nice resort hotel in Fukuoka, and they were like explaining all the amenities to me, and it all sounded very exciting and luxurious because they were like, so at like 3 p.m. in the lounge, we have like free donuts and coffee. And then like after 8 p.m., you can go out on the terrace and we're doing like a s'more making activity and you get a free drink out there too.
Whoa. That's
and
so
I'm
fun.
Thinking like, wow, this sounds amazing. I'm like living a life of luxury I've never seen. And then when you really think about it, first of all, the donuts in the lounge are available from like 3 to 5 p.m. Who's in their hotel at 3 to
no,
5
yeah.
p.m.?
Yes. If you do the math on any of this, it's not even remotely worth it, like in terms of dollars spent. And also, how much is a donut? A dollar?
Right.
You know?
And like, they probably let you take one. Yeah. Because then, I actually meant to tell this story on the pod because I thought it was so funny. We actually were there for the s'mores thing because we got done like exploring the city. We got back at like 8:30 or something. So we're like, let's go do the s'mores. We go out there and there's a guy at the front that's like really serious about seeing that we have like a room key and we're actually staying there and we actually get to do this.
This is reminding me of your concert story with the tickets.
So we show him the room key and this guy, he was like the manager of the s'more station and he was so serious about it. And I think he was like being very descriptive with how to do it, because I think maybe they don't know what s'mores are in Japan. Like, maybe it's like a new thing to most people. So he hands us marshmallows. We go over to this tiny little fire that they have set up, and of course it's like not a great s'more making fire. There's no embers, it's all flames, and this guy is like watching us do it so carefully. He's literally like leaning over to watch us closely because he's trying to like gauge when our marshmallows are done for us and tell us when to stop.
This is the culture there. This is the second story you've told where like someone was unnecessarily focused on a very pedantic,
they're
like
very serious
piece
about
of rules.
Yeah, and keep in mind this is a silly little s'more making thing at a hotel.
Yeah,
but he's locked in on watching us do our s'mores, and I'm like, I know how to make a s'more and I know how I like to do it, so I'm like moving around the fire, finding the right spot, and I find a spot that's like decent enough, and I'm like not done when he's like, okay, stop. But he was like very serious about it, so I stopped. He had a voice of authority.
Yeah, that makes sense. You weren't like, hey buddy, I'm American, I know how a s'mores
yeah,
works.
Yeah, I know how s'mores work. So my thing was only like half roasted, but whatever. We go back to the s'more station, and again, he's over explaining everything. He puts the teeny tiniest dollop of Hershey's chocolate sauce, not chocolate, a tiny drop of chocolate sauce onto a saltine cracker.
No fucking way. No way. That would ruin it.
So we're eating a marshmallow with a drop, hair of chocolate sauce on two saltine crackers.
This is not a thing. I'm Googling this right now.
Well, of course it's not a thing. But I feel like they looked up what s'mores were and saw the words graham cracker and thought, oh, that could be any cracker then.
Cracker. Classic saltine s'more oven method. This is the AI, but the AI says, and it has a link to something. It's a Facebook post. This method makes an individual snack often called a poor man's s'more.
S'more.
If you can't afford a graham cracker. Damn, that's crazy.
Anyway, so that whole experience just made me laugh because then also it was supposed to be like free s'mores and a free drink, like one free drink. And of course, it was like a teeny tiny little drink with an 80% ice. So that's why I was curious about if the airport lounge is actually like real and lets you eat whatever you want, or if they're that
yes.
kind of vibe.
No, they were. Once you're in, they're kind of exclusive. Like I read a lot of complaints on the internet, people being like, "Oh, it's so hard to get in." Because like at this point, if you book a first class ticket, which of course I've done,
you missed me. I'm looking at you.
Where are the... Oh, there you go, a little spider. Like, there's a lot... It's hard to get into these lounges. Like, basically, the only way is to have a fancy credit card or... Well, no, you need to have it either way. And then even if you do, like, even with my platinum credit card, I get 10 visits in a year. And I can't bring a guest without paying $50 for them to get in.
Damn.
And then if I want to have more than 10 visits, I think I have to spend $75,000 on the credit card to unlock infinite visits. So it's insane.
What the hell?
But for what it is, as an individual visit, I got delayed in JFK Airport in New York in like a month or two ago. And having a place to sit for 3 hours, do some work, look at some airplanes, eat some food. It is pretty nice. It's pretty nice.
Is there somewhere
to take
a nap? It doesn't
feel super fancy, but it's
nice.
That's
all I actually want in an airport is to lay down and take a nap.
You could take a couch and just go for it. Like I think they're
See, that's not even worth it then. If they had like beds,
yeah.
I would be so down.
I think some of them do have little rooms that you can like put your name on a list for. But I only do the Delta lounges because it's through Delta that you get the lounges. So
you
got
to figure out how to get
ones.
These rooms that celebrities get. I forget what it was in that I saw.
Oh,
I think
tell
I was
me more.
Watching. I was watching some kind of like musician documentary or something, and like celebrities sometimes when they go to like I know they probably have them at LAX because it's LA, but they'll like go in a private car, not even go through the regular airport system at all. They go straight to this private room that has, it's like a hotel room and has a bed and everything to like wait for their plane.
Huh. So, but they don't have to go through security?
I'm sure they go through the security somehow. I don't know if it's separate security or they go through security and then they do this. It might be separate security, but it seemed to me like they just drove like straight to this private room. And they were hanging out in like basically a hotel room, but it was on airport property. And then they went straight from that back into the private car, back to the gate.
My hot take is good. They should be doing that. This is what I think I said this on the pod. Taylor Swift should have her own plane. Don't put her in an airport. They're already bad enough to get through.
Because people will be freaking out and stuff.
Exactly. Like at a certain level, don't be in my airport. honestly. Like, let's just keep you, put you in a tube, you can fly where you're going, do you. Let me read this for you and see if this sounds right. Rather than bump into fans or experience large crowds, A-list celebrities and the mega-rich have other means of traveling commercial. From valet rides directly to their gate to exclusive terminals at some airports, the rich and famous fly commercial differently than the average traveler. Does this sound like it's going to give me the information you want? Or the information I want? I don't know about... Because you said I need to get in these. So I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, you.
Me. Yeah, I'm getting in one of these lounges.
Yeah.
Soon.
Again, just so you can tell us about it on the pod, because I'm not going
to
do it.
It says I probably have to be like an A-lister. How close do we think I am to that? Do we think... What are we? C-listers, maybe? D?
Nothing.
What do you think?
Negative.
No, we're not nothing.
You might be something. You might be a C. I don't want to be a anything.
What counts as a C-list celebrity? Like, what are the rules here?
There's not really rules, I think.
I got to be something. I got to be... But, like, what are, like, the conventionally accepted... Okay, here's Reddit. Can someone explain to me the celebrity tiers? So, A-list. Here we go. Ready? A-list. Your 70-year-old grandparents would recognize their name and face. That's reasonable, right?
B-list. Yeah, that's really restrictive, though.
I mean, A-list celebrity. Sense, like, B-list, your parents have heard of them, like movie stars and musicians. C-list, TV, like main cast people on TV. D-list would be reality TV. And then this says Z-list is for TikTok, YouTube, and internet people. But that's just somebody posting on Reddit.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, I don't even know if that system applies anymore because... Everybody's famous on the internet now. There's like thousands and thousands of extremely famous people on the internet that are all in different niches. So it's just kind of a totally different world we live in now.
It looks like I can just pay for A-lists like treatment. Most major airlines offer specialized services to make travel more convenient. Access to a lounge and separate entrances costs about $700 per person. Maybe.
Only $700?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like much. I feel like that's a really good way to then just meet celebrities for $700, which is like less than a VIP ticket to a concert.
Yeah, I mean, that's like almost less than a first class upgrade sometimes, I feel.
No, it definitely is way less. Sometimes those are crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right. The only crazy luxury thing I would pay for is like lay flat beds on an international flight because... When I do like a 14-hour international flight, I know it is crazy. It's crazy. I'll probably never do it because it's so expensive.
I think I looked at that once. It was like 18 grand to get to France.
Literally.
And that's only like an 8-hour flight.
But I just know if I could actually fully lay down, I would have the sleep of my life on an airplane with all that like white noise.
Well, don't let your dreams be dreams. Maybe we can get to that level.
I just don't even know.
How fun would that be? I'm never leaving the country until I can afford that. Like, I'm not going anywhere because I can't sit in an airplane seat for that long. I just can't do it.
It really sucks. Especially like...
Maybe.
Yeah, the seats are so uncomfortable. I can't imagine being any taller than I am trying to sit in an airplane seat.
Like, I can't now that I have enough money to do it, I can't not do like the Comfort Plus equivalent. Like those extra 4 inches of legroom are just a godsend. So nice. If nothing else.
Well, this is what they're doing now is basically like torturing everybody and making you pay to have like normal amount of comfort.
Yeah, it's great for me. I can pay for it. It's perfect.
Sure. And it's great for the company.
Everybody
too.
Else
so
a little
what?
More torture for the rest.
It's actually good. Sounds like a net positive.
Sounds like a net positive. Listen, in my sphere, as far as I can see, sounds great. I did, you know, like, there is a part of me that is like, it is pretty fine. Like, I say that, like, oh, I could never sit in a seat for 8 hours. And it's like, all right, buddy.
If you can afford it, sure, it's fine.
But I'm saying, even in just a regular airline seat, like, yeah, it's annoying, but it's like, it's fine. People do it all the time.
Okay, to bring it back to something maybe more relatable to the common folk, or maybe not.
Okay. Maybe not.
Because this is a way that I'm saying I'm better than everybody, is I have officially, for the first time in my life, completely deleted TikTok off of my phone.
Really? Congratulations. How have you, now did you notice, I've heard this from some people that they noticed a shift in the algorithm recently, Did you notice that, or was this just totally separate from that? You were just like, this
is bad for
me. I don't
know. My algorithm has kind of an ass lately. But that's not entirely why.
It has an ass, or it's been ass?
It's been ass.
Okay, got it.
But I don't know if... Like, sometimes my algorithm becomes ass when I'm just on the app too much because I've exhausted everything they actually have to recommend me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just finally accepted that maybe... I hesitate to even say this. That maybe it was an overall negative. I don't know! I still don't want to say that.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean... I think like that line is just purely based on how much you use it. Like, I think actually probably in moderation, it's a net positive.
Yes.
Like, just like checking in. But the thing is with that algorithm, man, it's so curated, and it will make you think that like some very niche thing that you like or believe is like super mainstream, because all they show you is stuff that like reinforces that like everyone's talking about this thing. All the comments are in agreement with you because they only show you specific comments that they think you're going to actually enjoy.
Yeah, that's crazy that even the comments are algorithmically chosen for you.
But as entertainment value, like if you're just trying to rot out past the time, it's kind of the best thing ever.
I hold that I have gotten a lot of legitimate positive experiences with social media, and I really just wanted to be just as a personal choice, I wanted to be spending my time doing other things, and I was a little bit addicted to it, of course. I've been reading a little bit more on my Kindle.
Oh, that was your other goal. Look at that. You're getting going and, on these goals this year.
Because I really just wanted to make it so that I just am not on my phone all the time, and most of what I was doing on my phone was TikTok and reading my YouTube comments. So I've once again deleted YouTube Studio. I didn't have it on my phone for a long time, and then I don't remember why I re-downloaded it. I had to re-download it for some reason to, like, edit a video or something. And then I just left it on there and got back on it. So that's gone again. And I have to look at comments.
Yeah, that's smart.
What I've realized now is that by deleting all the stuff I was doing on my phone, I don't have shit to do on my phone anymore. And I still find myself, like, reflexively reaching for my phone when I'm bored to like scroll on something, and then I'm like, oh wait, there's nothing to do on there anymore. So that's embarrassing because I realize that I actually have like a tick to just like get on my phone and scroll for no reason.
Yeah.
That's been a little bit eye-opening because I was under the delusion for a long time that I was just the exception.
Right. You're like, I'm just doing it because I like it. Like, obviously, this is a choice.
I'm doing it because I like it and I'm not addicted and I'm actually just like built different than everybody else because I'm making my own decisions.
Yep. It's a very strange thing. It might be a net negative, but I don't know. Again, just as entertainment value, how great is it? But at the end of the day, like, maybe the question is, what are you losing by not going on it and instead reading or doing something else? And the answer is probably not much.
Yeah.
Other than just you won't be up to date on the memes, so you're going to seem older than you are.
And you know what? That's fine. There aren't really memes anymore that, like, everybody knows.
You're 6'7".
Yeah, but the thing, like, once a meme gets to that point, then you're seeing that shit on Jimmy Fallon, and everybody knows it, you know?
I guess that's true. Would you go on a late night talk show?
Not that I watch Jimmy Fallon. Don't anybody get that
kinda
twisted.
Sounds like you do. Yeah, the fact that you know that Jimmy Fallon is doing a 6'7 reference.
I actually don't. I just was trying to think of one of the late show hosts.
No. Well,
Jimmy Fallon. Never mind.
Yeah, careful, careful. Don't go down that route. We're done.
Wait, if we're going to be A-listers, I can't say anything
about
Jimmy.
Jimmy Fallon. Oh, you were going to say something negative. I thought you were going to say Jimmy Fallon's actually pretty funny. And I was like, don't you dare. Oh. You were going to say something negative?
I was going to say that I just feel like he's a little bit glazed over in the eyes. He seems a little bit like a robot. He doesn't seem quite like a real person to me. But
but then sometimes those videos come out that you see on TikTok of him getting, he gets hammered and he does karaoke and buys drinks for everyone in the bar. And that's pretty human.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. He's sort of notorious for just like, he loves to just drink and do karaoke and hang out with people, like normal people. And, well, maybe not anymore, but he had a reputation.
I see.
Not even negatively, I don't think. So he's a regular guy. Seems nice, probably, right?
I'm sure he's fine. I don't have anything more to say about it. Jimmy, if you want us on the show...
I'll do it. Somebody in the comments last week said we should be... I don't read the comments, obviously, but someone in the comments last week said we should be on some game show, right? But then somebody replied and said, actually, I don't think Austin would be very good at that, but I think Mem would be.
What game show it was?
There was some fucking YouTube. It was like not the Smosh one, but it was like one of those YouTube game show things. Or maybe it was in the... it might have been in the Discord. But someone was like, what's it called? Game Changers? You ever heard of that?
I don't even know. I'm so behind on everything. That's,
it's from Dropout. You know Dropout TV?
Yes, I'm aware.
So it's one of theirs. And they were like, why
haven't... I think I would kind of kill at a game show.
Yeah. No, we should get on it. I think we'd have a great time. Except actually, I hate these things because I feel like they're more like improv than a game show.
I know. You might hate it.
You know? Yeah, I think I would actually. If it was actually a game show, like I'd go on Family Feud. Or Price is Right.
Yeah. Family Feud would be fun.
Like, be so fun. We could. That's another thing we could do.
We got to do the Lego thing. That's the thing.
All right, Lego thing first. Hey, are you gonna, are you coming down for JF?
Huh?
JF?
Explain yourself.
Jazz Fest. You coming down for Jazz Fest this year?
Oh, I don't think so.
All right, it's two. There'd be 3 years in a row, right?
No, I went to Jazz Fest.
You've come the last 2 years.
No. Been one time.
No?
It was just last year.
No. Why was... No, the time before that.
I came to New Orleans for
Mardi Gras.
Because
remember, there was the one time and then... Was that what it was for? Oh, yeah, that totally was.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't... Yeah, you were there coincidentally near Mardi... Yeah, why was that? Why were you here near Mardi Gras? Because that wasn't the time when you were here for your conference.
You don't remember. That was the time for the conference. Let me just go over...
So you've only been here twice?
No, I've been there three times. I came once for
Mardi
Gras.
That's what I thought. Jazz Fest, Mardi Gras.
No. Conference, Mardi Gras, Jazz Fest. That's what it was.
But you said that was the time for the conference, was the Mardi Gras time.
The conference also was coincidentally on Mardi Gras.
So, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about
it. You're really confusing
me
right now.
Don't worry about it.
Have you been here two times or three times?
I've been there three times.
Okay, so the first time was for
the first time was for the conference. It happened to be at the same time as Mardi Gras. Then I went for Mardi Gras on purpose and we filmed a video. And then I went for Jazz Fest.
I understand now. Got it. Okay, we're here. I made it.
We got it. I love that you're just serious because you say all the time that you don't remember your own life, but you're really serious about that.
Oh, I'm dead serious. Yeah. No, absolutely. Completely.
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, if I didn't write things down, I'm like that. You ever see that video of that guy who has a 7-second memory and it's real? He got in an he's dead now, but he has an accident and it's like...
I think so.
Like, that's... I can't even say that that's me as a joke because that's honestly just so scary. So I'm not even going to say it as a joke. Rip to that guy.
I get it, though, because I also have a bad memory, but not... I don't know. Maybe not as bad as you. Maybe I've met my match.
I mean, I kind of like, in the same way that I read articles, I kind of just like skim and assume that I'm smart enough to like synthesize the truth from it without reading it. I kind of do that with my life too. Like I just kind of get the broad strokes and then just like vibe. I have like a vibe memory and I just assume that I'm getting like in the ballpark.
I kind of know what you mean though, because I don't remember anything that I think I can come up with later from what I do remember, if that makes sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, don't worry about it. Do you want to do a few listener questions before we end?
Hell yeah, let's do them. Let's pull them out.
Okay, I'm so sorry I forgot to write down the username just for this one, and then I couldn't find it again. But this person apparently has like asked three different times on the podcast what we think about garbage disposals in sinks.
Oh, okay. Do you have an opinion on this?
And I don't know if this is like a reference. Have we talked about this before?
It's possible. I had in the past strong opinions on them.
What was your strong opinion? I don't remember.
That they're just like, if I went into a house with a garbage disposal, I was like, I'm in a rich person's house. And now that I have a garbage disposal,
I get that.
I realize it's just a normal thing. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But it was just like, put a thing in your sink. Like, why are you putting food down your drain? Like when I was a kid, you don't have one and you just learn you don't put food down the drain. That's just not what you do. It's not that hard.
I also never grew up with one and didn't grow up with a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. So my default is like making sure no food goes down the sink and washing all the dishes in the sink. Now we have a dishwasher, which is cool. Weirdly, we still don't have a garbage disposal. And I thought that like every house that has a dishwasher has a garbage disposal. So that seems strange to me, but...
That is a little strange. Like you would think that level of house would have a garbage disposal, but...
I still kind of have it in my head that food shouldn't go down the sink. So like even if I am somewhere with a garbage disposal, I feel like you're supposed to put as much food as you can in the trash before you put stuff in the sink. But some people are like so used to having a garbage disposal that they'll just put whatever down the sink, like they don't care.
No, and that's the problem, right? Because I think ultimately you're probably right that a garbage disposal was a thing that was invented because people were just putting food down their sink. And so someone was like, we gotta just put a thing in the sink that crushes it up. So at least since people are going to do it anyway, at least this way we don't destroy everyone's pipes.
Right. But it seems to me
so they can still be lazy.
Like it should be a last resort. That's the impression that I have.
Yeah. And it is true that like certain foods you still shouldn't put down the garbage disposal. Certain foods like super greasy foods.
Yeah.
Like can still clog your pipes after the garbage disposal.
Oil, I think.
Yeah, don't just dump oil down the garbage disposal. But like in hindsight, like as I've grown, I've realized that it's like if I'm going to be mad at garbage disposals at that point, if you really back that up, it's like, why do I have a clothes washer? Why don't I just wash by hand? Just know how to wash your clothes. Why are you whatever? It's like these. It's modern convenience. It's fine. It's whatever. I've chilled out on it.
Well, that's really cool that you've grown and matured in that way.
I'd still put my shit in. I know, yeah. I just recognize that people really want to be as lazy as they possibly can, and so we're constantly finding workarounds for our laziness, like global warming.
Preach.
So, preach. Hey.
But yeah, I'm pro garbage disposal because it is nice when, like, sometimes it's hard to get all the food off into the trash. Sometimes
it's nice not to have to worry about it.
Yeah. When you,
do you ever
when
grind
you
stuff up in there just for
down.
Fun? Oh, you don't have one.
People's fingers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People's toes.
Ice cubes.
Oh, never tried that
hair?
One.
You ever put hair in one?
Oh, no.
Next
seems
question.
Like... okay. That's our opinions. I love that that actually had a little bit of a character arc for you, I guess.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I think... You just gotta, like, at some point you realize most of the stuff you're grumpy about is just because, like, you didn't have it as a kid. And that's what most of it comes down to.
Bitterness.
And you're like, how it was as a kid is how it's supposed to be. And then you're like, oh, actually everything's fine.
If I was like that, like, the house that I lived in high school, we didn't have central heating. We had a freaking wood stove that we put wood and made a fire in.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's crazy. Were you living in a hovel?
It was just a regular house and a lot of older houses where I
live. That's not a regular house. A wood stove, like with a thing going up into the roof?
There's a significant amount of houses in like my part of the city that still use wood stoves. Because I smell it sometimes, even in our neighborhood right now. I'll walk out the front door on cold days and smell somebody's wood stove going. Like, it's a thing.
Huh.
So my poor mom
look at this.
Had to be making fires
Oregon.
Every day.
Because, so this, I've just proved, that's actually crazy that, you, like, your mom has to, like, come home from work or, like, whatever the fuck
it's
she's doing.
It's actually and crazy, and I'm sorry. And I'm sorry, like, Mom.
You're living in the 1400s, and you're just,
and
like, come home, you're slaving away. And your back
hurts. I didn't know how
hurts.
To do it, so I had to, like, wait for her to get home to
you're
do
like,
it.
Like, Mom, I'm cold. And she's like, hold on, chopping wood. That's crazy. So, interesting. Oregon is suing the EPA for... their rules about wood stoves? Oh, they have not... I can't read this. The point is, Oregon's and wood stoves, they have a history. I'm just stopping there because I'm not going to read that article right now.
Yeah. It's a thing. So if I was...
1.3% of U.S. households use wood as their primary heating. It's more than I would have guessed.
That's a little less than I would have guessed, honestly. But that's because, you know,
really?
That's my own bias of... of my experience, like you're saying with the garbage disposals. That was normal for me. So if I was going to be bitter, I'd be like, you people with your freaking furnaces.
Oregon is...
You should be building a fire.
4% of homes in Oregon are currently, this is as of 2023, using wood to heat. And the top one is Vermont with 14%. And guess the bottom state that uses wood for heating. It makes sense if you think about it.
Somewhere warm? Florida?
Yeah, Florida. Yep. Bingo. Very good. Nailed it.
Florida, I feel like Oregon, it's just always coming up. You know, there's certain states that are just always coming up. And there's Florida's certain states that are never. And I feel like I'm just Florida's always, something's happening, or it's in a list. There's just certain states that are more relevant than others.
No, there are. That's so true. Same with countries. Like, there's countries out there that I'll never hear of and have never heard of, and they've got whole governments and whole, like, people living there and celebrities
of their
own.
Yeah, and they're watching my YouTube videos. You ever look at where people,
watching your YouTube?
Where people are watching you from, and it's like, I don't know that country. I've never heard of that country.
I've never gone that deep in the list. Well, I guess I can't ask you which ones, because then...
Well, I just know that that's not from my analytics, actually. That's from my annual Christmas cards that I send out to some of my supporters. And some of them will be in, like, places I actually didn't know existed. I sent a Christmas card to, like, literally a remote island, like, off the coast of Africa. I was like, Who are you?
That's a VPN. No, because it can't be a VPN, because they have to put their address in to get the cards, right?
That was a mailing address.
That's interesting.
But they got internet, so I guess they can watch YouTube.
There you go.
It's very cool. It's just funny.
Who's bringing the mail, but thank goodness.
Okay, we're almost out of time, but let me pick the best question out of these ones.
You can rapid fire them if you want.
Not that I'm judging the questions, I don't know.
They're all so good.
Okay, do we have any tattoos, and if we had to get one, what would it be? You don't have any
tattoos.
Does
Ethan edit stuff like that out? Like when you're like thinking to take time to be like, which one?
I guess we'll see.
Chopping that silence? Well, I need you to tell me because
I never told
him
to do that.
Ethan, can you post... Wait, how am I going to know? Well, whatever.
You'll have to
matter.
Watch the episode, I guess.
Okay. All right,
he's
anyway,
probably
what'd
answering
you say?
Us.
Tattoos?
He puts text on the
screen.
Yeah,
almost certainly. All right, well, what's he saying? Who knows?
We'll find out later.
No, I don't have any tattoos. Do you?
No. And...
Wow, what a question.
Well, because the second part is like, would we get one? What would it be? I think I am open to it. I used to say, like, I'll probably never get a tattoo just because it seems like unnecessary pain, and I just have never thought of a idea that I had strong enough to get one. But I'm not against the idea. I think it would be something, like, very sentimental and poetic and probably very small, because I don't think I'm into, like, the aesthetic of having tattoos necessarily. But I understand the sentimentality of, like, carrying a little image with you that means something. I think that can be nice. So potentially I would do it for, like, me and Noah have been talking about getting a tattoo for our cat that passed away, which would be cute. He wants to do, I think, eventually, like, tattoos of all the pets that he has in his life, like along his arm, which would be cute. And I might do it with him, but I think I'm just scared of
so
the
that I was
pain.
Gonna ask where, but it sounds like arm. I feel like you got a pretty good pain tolerance.
Maybe. I think
I guess
it's...
we'll find out.
I mean, it's harder when it's a voluntary thing, right? Because I could just be like, no. I have to, like, choose to sit there and endure it.
No, you're too self-conscious, though. You're not going to be like, I can't handle it. Stop. Would you?
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
And then I just end up with, like, a weird little line because I got scared.
True. Like, one tiny dot looks like a weird mole.
But would you ever get a tattoo or no?
And then people go, do you have any tattoos? And you go, yeah. It's like this little...
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that. That's the one that I might... Now that you've said that, I think that'd be fun if people say, do you have any tattoos? And you show them and it's just like a little fucking dot.
Yeah.
Or like a...
That's hard, dude.
An unfinished line. I don't know. I don't think so. I've never really thought about it. It's more just like a... I don't have that kind of time. You know, 3 hours or whatever. I'd rather just do other things. I like the aesthetic of tattoos, actually. Like, the idea of having a lot of tattoos, I think it's cool. I think tattoos look cool. But it's just, I can't be bothered. It's kind of like, you know, would I ever go buy a bunch of suits and wear suits? It's like, probably not. It's like, I just can't be bothered to take the time. Maybe someday.
I get it. I think that's how I have felt most of the time, is it's just, some people are like, from the time they're a teen, they're like really into the idea of having tattoos. I've just never really thought about it that hard.
I think it's probably people with stricter parents than I had.
Maybe.
You know? Like, I think like it's that always is like a rebellion thing.
Some people just really like it, though.
Maybe. Maybe. But yeah, if I got tattoos and started smoking cigarettes and stuff, that'd look cool, but just can't be bothered.
Yeah, I don't have any piercings jacket. Either. I don't even have my ears pierced, because...
Me neither. A couple of lame-os.
I think that the thought of a piercing kind of, like, fucks with my brain. Like, the idea that there's something piercing through
like
your skin.
Like, inside of you, but outside of you?
Yeah.
Like, and it's going through like, you? Like, when...
The idea that it, like... I don't know. I've heard that it's, like... never really heals. Like, the point of a piercing is that it's like, a hole, and you have to, like, keep it open by continuing to have piercings in it. So it's
I've
kind
heard,
of like
yeah,
a permanently unhealed wound that you just have.
Yeah. And you don't like that idea? You don't like the idea of a permanently...
I think just conceptually, I think I don't love it.
Well, maybe... Well, probably not. Right, we're both going to die before we get a piercing, I assume, right? Almost certainly.
Yeah, I don't think I'm interested.
Seems unlikely.
I think we're about done. I should go edit.
I'm excited to see what it is. I don't want to know.
It'll be good.
And I know you wouldn't tell me on the pod, but...
It'll be good. It's
know.
Fun.
I found a $360 micro